I want to take you back in time to February of this year. This was the scene inside Seattle City Hall. Council members had just voted to make Seattle the first city in the country to ban discrimination based on a person's caste, and supporters were cheering. Caste is like a social or economic class, but it's hereditary. It doesn't change. The vote was a watershed for those who say that caste discrimination exists even in the United States. And for one supporter of the measure, it was a chance to open up about an identity that she had kept hidden. Radioactive's Alia Musaliar has more.
Rita Maher is the executive director of Tasfir. It hosts the largest South Asian film festival in the country. When the Seattle ordinance was proposed...
Hello, I'm Rita Maher, co-founder and the executive director of Tasfir.
Rita decided to speak out in support of it. She also decided to reveal her own identity. She told city council members that she's Adivasi.
Adivasis are indigenous tribal communities who face caste discrimination and untouchability, along with Dalits. I face socioeconomic ostracism.
Adivasi in Hindi can be translated as original inhabitants. They're sometimes regarded as the indigenous people of India. There, many tribal communities live in deep forests or mountains and are tied intimately to the land and issues of land sovereignty. There are more than 100 million Adivasis in India. People of oppressed groups such as Adivasis and Dalits are often discouraged from sharing their identity because they fear persecution.
Growing up, I was told by my family never to discuss this or tell anyone outside. So I always grew up with this one hidden identity that I have to cover and protect from others.
For Rita, being Adivasi meant being excluded her whole life from certain spaces.
There were certain incidents that happened in my life that I was very scarred by it. I was asked to stand in front of the class as I hear the SCSD kids, and immediately you would see a reaction or they will snicker at you.
When she says SC and ST, that stands for Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes. Adivasis are part of the latter, and both are categories created by the Indian Constitution. The Constitution promotes an affirmative action strategy in jobs and higher education to uplift the socioeconomic well-being of Adivasis and Dalits. Rita went to Jawaharlal Nehru University, a competitive school where she was enrolled in a small class. At the time, affirmative action was divisive, as it is in the U.S., in New Delhi, the home to Rita's university, there were intense protests against the policy. She thought she kept her identity a secret from her classmates.
However, I was very naive in thinking that none of my classmates knew that I belonged to ST group.
After graduating, Rita was in an alumni group chat where she saw her former peers criticizing the admission of Adivasis like her. She decided to confide in another person in the chat.
I said to one of my friends, I'm an Adivasi. And she said, oh, I knew all along because it was put on a bulletin board, ST and Rita Maher. And so you were listed in ST. So I got really shocked and I left the group.
In the U.S., Rita continued to keep quiet about her identity. But when the Seattle ordinance was introduced and she saw some of her friends supporting it, she decided it was time for her to say something.
This is the time when I should come out because I've been seeing that the space is safe. I had to make a decision to be authentic and real, and deciding that I have lived half of the century hiding. I'm 50 years old, and now the next part of my life would be living by telling everyone who I am.
But coming out and supporting the Seattle ordinance to ban caste discrimination did result in at least one broken friendship for Rita with someone who is like a family member.
It's sad to see the opinion of this close friend, but I really truly believe that if they don't believe in this reality, support me in coming out, this friendship and relationship is not real.
Rita's story was a 20-year-long process, a process of building trust, finding community, and a sense of belonging. To Adivasis and Dalits who are thinking about sharing their story, Rita says,
When I came out, few of my close friends who mentioned to me that they are also Adivasi, but they're not ready to tell others yet. Everyone has their own journey of coming out, so they should do it in their own time when they feel empowered.
And maybe in sharing her story, more folks can find the safety to share their truths as well. For Radioactive, this is Alia Musaliar.